This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization said Friday that with a COVID-19 vaccine on the horizon, nations must start investing and preparing for the next pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a special session of the UN General Assembly that many countries were simply not ready for a pandemic, despite years of warnings. He said many mistakenly assumed their strong health systems would protect them. He said countries that have dealt with recent viral epidemics, including severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, or MERS, have done better in containing COVID-19. The WHO has met with criticism from some countries for its handling of the pandemic after China reported the first cases early this year. U.S. President Donald Trump has been one of the most vocal critics. On May 29th, he announced the United States will withdraw from the Global Health Organization. President-elect Joe Biden has said he will reverse that decision when he takes office in January. The WHO chief stressed the need for rich and poor countries alike to have equal access to a COVID-19 vaccine. He said sharing science is not charity, but in the best interest of every nation. He also urged nations to radically rethink how they prioritize and view health if they want to avoid another crisis on this scale. The health officers in six San Francisco Bay Area counties issued new stay-at-home orders on Friday, as the number of virus cases surged and hospitals filled. The changes will take effect on Sunday and last through January 4th. The counties have not yet reached Governor Gavin Newsom's threshold, announced a day earlier, requiring such an order when 85% of ICU beds are full. VOA News. The Bangladesh government has begun sending some Rohingya refugees to the controversial Basan Char Island, despite calls from human rights groups to halt the process. Seven Bangladeshi Navy and Army vessels carrying more than 1,600 Rohingya refugees from Cox's Bazar refugee camps arrived in Basan Char on Friday afternoon. Two boats accompanying them carried food and other provisions. A government official who did not want to be identified told VOA that several thousand more refugees in the area are in the process to be relocated to Basan Char within the coming days. Bangladesh's foreign minister says no refugee is being coerced to move to Basan Char. He said the ones who are moving have volunteered to do so. Human rights groups have long argued that the island, which was formed naturally by a Himalayan silt in the Bay of Bengal, some 60 kilometers from the mainland, is vulnerable to natural disasters and not suitable for human settlement. The Pentagon said Friday it's pulling most U.S. troops out of Somalia, continuing a late-term push to withdraw U.S. troops from potential hotspots overseas. President Trump has ordered the withdrawal of most U.S. troops in Somalia. The Pentagon did not provide details, but said in a statement Friday that a majority of the approximately 700 troops in Somalia will be pulled out in early 2021. The U.S. troops have been training and advising local forces that have been fighting the Al-Shabaab extremist group for years. President Trump signed into law Friday a bill that lets U.S. justice officials pursue criminal penalties against those involved in doping conspiracies at international events involving American athletes, sponsors, or broadcasters. The Rodchenkov Act, named after the whistleblower Grigory Rodchenkov, who helped expose Russia's state-sponsored doping, empowers prosecutors to seek fines of up to $1 million and jail terms of up to 10 years, as well as restitution to victims. The bill was passed unopposed by the U.S. Senate last month, but it is opposed by the International Olympic Committee, which has questioned why American professional and college athletes are exempt. The United States Anti-Doping Agency said there was no need to include U.S. professional and college sports in the legislation, as existing law allows their prosecution. The World Anti-Doping Agency has also expressed concerns that the bill would destabilize the global anti-doping effort by extending U.S. jurisdiction beyond its own borders. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington.